Welcome to Cumtown, you fucking pieces of shit. This is Cumtown, what number? 14? Anybody?
It's either 15 or 16, I think.
Okay, either Cumtown either 15 or 16. Sorry for the delay. We were recording an hour of rape-specific podcasts every day, and they all got deleted.
We were talking in the car.
Whoa!
I wasn't intro yet. Fuck! I'm sorry, guys.
We have a very special guest. We're here with the Cum Boys, Nick, of course, Adam, and we have Twitter personality. And
shut the fuck up, Cyrus.
And professional Snapchatter.
We have
Brandon Wardell.
we have one of my favorite DJs.
He's up there. DJ Snake.
I only
is
know
one.
Three DJs, and two of them cuckolded me. So Brandon. Brandon's
together.
Number one together, yeah. So
yeah,
is Tiesto still a guy?
Tiesto
cucked you.
I love DJ Tiesto because his name always sounds like one of those like off-brand Korean knockoff televisions. Like they made toasters for 50 Wait, years.
Yeah, yeah.
And
I got,
then suddenly it's like, why you got a Tiesto laptop?
Yeah. I got cucked in Ibiza to show Avicii out of school.
You would probably get cucked in Ibiza by Avicii.
Down.
Yes, our boy Brandon's
I'd
here.
I do it for the content.
Of course, dude.
Avicii, that guy's, his name looks like Roman numerals.
Yeah.
That's a good take.
Yeah.
Take that,
that
you fucking piece
keep throwing
of
out
shit.
DJs. I'll do a bit of
Diplo.
Diplo, shove that in your ass. That's a
more
thing
like,
you stick inside your body.
Like
hey,
Diplo.
Nick, how do you feel about Skrillex?
Skrillex, what, that sounds like a version of Scrabble if you're an even bigger nerd.
Oh,
DJ Mouse, what's his name?
Dead Mouse.
Dead Mouse 5.
That's how those books about the Holocaust should have ended.
Yeah, yeah.
With the guy about. Dying.
Mouse.
Wait, the book should have ended?
Graphic novel.
The joke is that they should have gotten the mouse rather than mouse lives.
Oh, I see.
In my alternate director's cut version of Mouse. Those are great. Those are really good. The only comic books I've ever read, Mouse and Spawn.
Well,
very similar themes.
They're doing all the comic books.
One's
into
about
movies.
A guy that went to hell, and the other one's about a guy that should go to hell.
Take that, you fucking heebs.
Yeah.
They're gonna run out of comic books and need to make the mouse.
Don't
comic
make mouse.
Books.
All they're gonna make an all girl Holocaust.
Yeah.
Minnie Mouse.
Girl Hitler.
It's all Minnie Mouses.
I have
Trans
one of
Holocaust.
And then
Leslie Jones, who's
Leslie
like
Jones
a blue
in
version
the
of Leslie Jones. They got Leslie Jones blue helping the rest of the Minnie Mouse.
Jesus Christ. Jesus.
I wish I wish she would change her bio.
What's her bio?
I'm a stand-up comedian.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Respect for keeping typo in.
I'm a stand-up comedian, and I just feel like during the harassment, I feel like she should have maybe changed the bio.
To what? You're right, Brandon. She was asking for it by having a typo.
Whoa!
In
victim blame.
Wait, Brandon,
wait,
the victim
wait,
blame.
Wait,
you
wait,
heard
why,
it here,
wait,
folks.
What's wrong with her putting that I'm a stand-up comedian?
No, I'm M.
Oh, I'm
a typo. Yeah, like she just has like she's had a typo. Typo bio
okay.
for a while.
All right. Well, I guess she does deserve it then.
I mean,
Brandon, we get it. You think she deserves it.
Yeah.
It's fine, dude. By the way, Brandon, why were you saying the N-word so much in the car over here?
Yeah, he
it was.
Was
really fucked up.
Brandon, why does your car have a vanity plate that's just the N-word? With an extra R on the end so everyone knows that you're serious.
It's an extra capital.
Five R's.
You know what I'm saying.
So hard.
Didn't we make the joke about rolling it? Last
yeah.
time, that's a great joke. Anyway.
Did you roll it on? Did you roll it on?
I
the
can't
pod?
Roll R's. I don't know how to roll R's.
Can you try? Can you try to say it with a?
You actually? Why don't you roll?
Why don't you do it? Why don't you teach me? You're the guest.
Wait, I know. I need you to teach.
I have tried on previous podcasts. I can't do it. So that's why we have you here to show me how to do it.
Yeah,
you've said it. You've said it. With
the whole goal
a
of this podcast is to get you to say the N-word.
Every
just
specifically me.
Well, you. Yeah, it would come just to ruin your career.
Well, that's the thing. We do with guests is everyone has to say the N-word when they come on the podcast.
Yeah, you've listened.
To ruin his career or to take his career to the next level?
We'll see.
Oh,
what do you
wow.
think it would do if you said the N-word on this podcast?
Yeah, I think it would... I don't think it would help after... after I accidentally got credit for the Matt Rife stuff.
Oh,
for
yeah,
when like
yeah,
people
yeah,
started
yeah.
like other people started
D-Ray
exposing
was
him
like,
for saying that.
Brandon,
N-word.
I'm oh, proud yeah. of you.
D-Ray was like D-Ray added me like Brandon, very good job. Very good job exposing this man.
What did
I literally all
he's
that
the mayor of Baltimore.
Like, basically
I just imagine
happened,
him I just imagine him like delicately eating Doritos while tweeting it.
Listening to Spotify.
Yeah.
I
good job, Brandon.
Eating it. Remember when he posted the Black Whopper thing?
It was hilarious, dude.
He posted an ad
so
for the Black Whopper.
Ads.
My man's a shill.
Oh, so when that happened, like, literally all that happened is I posted a tweet where I was like, look at this dumbass, like, Instagram with Kyle Massey where he used, like, a bunch of dumb hashtags.
Mm-hmm.
And then I, like, posted another tweet where I was, like, making fun of, like, more Instagram pictures. And he's essentially just, like, I told you, like, on we were talking about it on the phone, and I was like, he's like me if I never discovered irony.
Yeah, oh yeah. He's and just hot you.
So, like,
he's
well,
sincere
he's like,
Brandon.
He's huh? so cute.
Hot, bad
for the,
me.
For the people that don't know,
he's not
no,
funny.
No, no.
But Matt, Matt Rife is this mayo-ass, cracker, cry-laughing emoji white boy. Fam, can we get a clap back for Matt Rife?
Oh, no. This podcast is pro-not-supporting Brandon and pro-Matt Rife.
Yeah.
Nick said his DJ Khaled bit was good.
Yeah, that was wild.
I think it's, come on. I think it's an okay bit.
It's not a good bit. Shut up.
It's no, wrong, it's but it's good. Like, that's the kind of, that joke works. It fucking works. What the
it
fuck
works
boy.
At
he's
wilding,
wilding
out.
Out.
It works
Brandon.
At, like,
he's wilding yeah. out.
Oh, boy. Oh, dude. But yeah, so I was just, like, making fun of, like, a guy being corny on Instagram,
yeah, yeah.
and then he tried to fight me in the valley.
Hilarious.
Which was, like, hilarious.
So good.
But then other people started, like, exposing him, like, just yeah. searching.
When he was, like, 13,
searching words,
N-words.
Like, yeah. And then, like, from his account.
Yeah.
And so, like, all these people started posting that, and then Complex wrote an article that just, like, basically credited it to me. Like, they were like, Brandon Wardell exposed.
Oh, you're an old
bigot.
You're an old tweet exposer.
And
boy.
Then and then a bunch of like
Complex
a bunch of like
literally retarded.
Yeah, literally that's, gay and retarded.
That's
oh.
in the logo. It's a Complex. Literally retarded.
So then like a bunch of like popping feminists
SJ-dubs.
Were like in my DMs being like, great job exposing this
oh,
man.
Yeah.
And I was like, ah, yes, thank you. I definitely, I meant to do that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I wasn't just making fun of a corny guy.
I know, yeah. Which is crazy that feminists DM'd you because, like, on the car ride over here, you were saying how you think the wage gap is good.
Oh,
remember
yeah.
Remember when Brandon was saying that?
Yeah, I said, we should actually increase it. Yeah. I said, we should probably increase it.
That is true.
Yeah, so, I mean, I think
literally
we should,
true,
pay, I think
by
we should
the way,
pay women more
you
money.
Might think,
for yeah. sure, we should pay women more money, but we should also then pay men even more money.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Yeah, yeah just
so,
more money.
Just
yeah.
to reiterate, though, that was not a joke from Brandon Wardell, everyone. He actually thinks we should increase the wage gap. Anyway, let's keep talking, guys. boy.
So, did you fight Matt Rife? Or?
Oh, yeah. No, I wish you would have gotten fired.
No,
have
I
you
wasn't,
seen him in
I
LA?
I wasn't going to. I don't have a car. He wanted to fight in North Hollywood. I live on the east side. I'm not going to.
If he
I'm
came,
not going
to
pay for
listen
a $20
to this
Uber.
Motherfucker
I'm not gonna
claiming
Uber
transportation.
To
I'm not going
to
pay for
the
Uber to get beat up.
He didn't fight him. That
well,
guy would
you
have wrecked
the,
your
you
ass.
Saw the picture where it's like three dudes in the background that like.
Yeah, well, I no, you just see the like just a sliver of an arm of like his black friend.
Yeah, yeah.
This is my man just in case, because he here just in case.
But if that guy comes to your house, you're not fighting him.
Why would he come to my house?
Are you going to see him at the Laugh Factory?
I've never been to the Laugh Factory in my fucking life.
But that's where they make the laughs.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, true.
I love the...
You
got to
go straight to the source.
The Baltimore Comedy Factory. They're
yeah.
like, what do we name our club? They're like, how close can we get to Laugh Factory? Before it's copyright infringement.
That place sucks, dude.
Yeah, it's the Improv. It's E-M-P-R-O-V.
They're in a fucking travel plaza at a Greyhound bus station now.
That's the funniest shit in the world, because that's where that shithole Chinatown bus drops
yeah.
you off. Like, when
yeah.
I went to do Magoobies or some one-nighter, it let me off at that hotel, There's a sign that's like, here's the Comedy Factory. And I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And then I went in there. I'm like, did they open a second club in the lobby? They're like, no, this is the club now.
Yeah.
I was like, okay.
It's just a shitty, it's like a fucking, some very shitty hotel.
Yeah.
It used to be like a dinner theater. There used to be shitty versions of like Greece.
It's like right by your house.
Yeah, very close to Greektown. But yeah, it's fucking, it's a horrific spot. And Alabama is there, and he's a hack, and he's like the house
comedian
feature.
Alabama.
Yeah, comedian Alabama. Yeah.
Who got motorboated by Tim Heckle.
Tim Heckle. One of the best, again. Tim Heckle. Shouts out
Legend.
To Tim.
Legend.
Yeah.
Where is he? In Baltimore still?
No, he's,
nah,
in,
he's
South
in the Carolinas.
Carolina.
The beach bit is my favorite stand-up comedy
so
bit I've ever heard.
You were there for that, though.
No, you've just told me about it.
He just went on stage one time. I don't think it was a bit.
It's not even a bit.
That's the thing. Is like Tim can't come up with bits. He's just
so
funny.
He's just so
funny.
So
he'll go on stage and be like, all right, I'll be funny for a minute, and then I'll start doing material, and he'll crush, and then he starts doing jokes, and he's like, they got macaroni and cheese. What if it was like... You know, I what if it was syrup instead of cheese? You know, you just can't think.
He had a good super S bit, and it ended with like being a 6-year-old that's fingering another 6-year-old, which I'm all for.
Yeah,
getting fingered in a cubby or something. It was pretty funny.
Yeah, he's ridiculous, but yeah, he just went on stage one time. He's like, "What up? What the fuck is up, dude? I am a straight up beach bum. Okay, I fucking am a beach bum. I love the beach, Ocean City. Where's the beer funnel at? And go hang out with my bros, Rehoboth. Gay it up. I'll suck a dude's dick."
Yeah, it's just like people are giving him.
He's just listing beaches.
Yeah, he's just listing beaches and then getting. Hyped about
regional mid-Atlantic beaches.
Yeah. It sounds like mid-Atlantic beach Brody Stevens.
Kind of similar. Yeah. He's got a couple vibes. He's got a couple Brody vibes. But yeah. What the fuck were we talking about?
Rehoboth, go get gay on the beach.
Yeah. I love gay it up. That's what he said. Gay it up. I'll suck a dick. Rehoboth. if you guys don't know, Rehoboth is a beach.
Notoriously homosexual.
Yeah.
In Delaware.
Delaware, right?
That's where Delaware
up,
goes to get
what
gay.
What is it? Ocean Parkway in Ocean City? Like the main road.
Yeah.
You just drive up, and then once you cross, like, I don't know, 110th Street or whatever it is.
You're in Delaware.
You're in Rehoboth.
Yeah, I don't fucking know. We went there. I think I told the story already. We went there once when I was a little kid, and everyone thought the European, like our friends from Germany, these Greeks in Germany were wearing Speedos, and everyone was like, they're gay. That's the whole story. What about you guys? You guys know any?
wait, tell that.
So, anyway, we went to Rehoboth Beach once when I was young, and we went with some friends from Europe, and they were wearing Speedos, and everyone assumed they were gay.
Well, the Speedo is attached
really
to your foreskin.
Good.
Yeah, exactly. It was just, they tied a Speedo around their dicks. That's
really
in a
good.
Bow. That's what
I don't think I've ever been to Rehoboth.
It's nice, dude. We should
go.
Ocean
City
is
like an average foreskin.
How long? What do you mean?
Like if you stretched it.
Like 13 and a half inches.
Yeah, like a small. Yeah, on the small side, they run 13.
Yeah.
Mine's about 17.
Oh, I forgot that you're.
Oh, yeah. Saab got a foreskin.
You know I'm fucking au natural.
He's European.
I'm going to start measuring my dick in picas.
In what?
In picas. Is that a unit of
measurement?
There's some like other standard.
Measurement?
Yeah, that's like. That's like 6/10 of an inch or some shit.
Oh, really? Interesting.
Yeah, I
it'd be
forget
so
what it is.
Brand if I had a if I had an uncircumcised dick.
Or well, everyone knows you have a half circumcised dick.
Yeah, your dick's half circumcised.
Yeah.
My dick basically is. Why do you think that would be off brand, dude? Because you're.
Because I'm like a little twink.
Oh, that's true.
Do they not they're not allowed to have?
No, yeah. Like
twinks
I just,
can be
like,
cut,
I,
uncut.
It wouldn't make sense for my look.
You're right. It'd be it's cleaner to have a cut dick.
Yeah,
I like to be a little sloppy around the edges. You know what I mean? A little.
Well, that's apparent. You have an uncircumcised body.
I would love to get my body circumcised.
I want to get that surgery that Asian people get to make their eyes look not Chinese.
Yeah, the fold surgery.
Yeah. But I want it so I look extra not Chinese.
Is your eyeballs out of your skull?
Just wide open at all
like
times.
Like the end of Roger Rabbit.
And people are like, you look so not Chinese. I'm like, oh my God, thank you. I just got the procedure done.
If you could get any plastic surgery, what would you get? If you had to get one procedure.
Rhinoplasty, obviously.
Yeah. Get that.
Jesus Christ. Oh, my God. Look at this thing. It's getting bigger, too.
I love it. I feel like that's...
I kind of like having a big nose, though.
Big part of who you are.
Yeah, I know. I kind of like it.
Have you ever fucked with your nose?
Have I ever fucked with my nose?
Have you ever put your nose in a pussy?
Yes, of course. Of course. Why not? Yeah.
Like really a couple pumps.
Fully.
Yeah. Do the classic. Ever since I heard butt licking is acceptable. Yeah, of course.
So from behind.
How often do you eat ass?
If she won't it. And if it doesn't smell bad, yeah.
Right.
I'll do it.
Like, give it a couple swipes.
Or not even. She didn't even have to just take a shower.
One time I was listening to the Dan Savage podcast, like this is like 5 years ago, and he gets this call from like this, you could tell, just like thin mustache, old gay man with a cravat. You know, just one of those kind of old
mustache over the phone.
Yeah, and he's just like,
rubbing against the speaker.
He's like, hi, Dan. Every time I lick my boyfriend's asshole, I smell a little bit of shit in it, and I feel like it gets me a little bit high. He's like, is that a thing? Is that like a sex thing?
Gets me a little bit horny?
High. He feels like he gets like a little high from
Jank
it.
Jank him, dude.
Yeah.
Yes.
Africa's chief export.
Yeah.
It's a national. Africa went to the Olympics for Jenko.
Oh, Dan.
It's the only thing they do there.
I'm gonna tell all the teens that follow me to do Jenko.
Hell yeah, dude.
They're doing that in Florida, I heard. Do you remember that like news story that'll always pop up? Like, yo, in Florida, kids smell poo. Like every 6 months, there's one that
just
comes
tweet
up.
Extremely off the jankum.
Brandon has to tweet every 15 minutes, by the way, or he has a fucking seizure.
Or he dies. Yeah. It's like Speed. It's like the movie Speed.
Yeah.
He sets alarms every 15 minutes in his sleep.
he wakes up and
he's just like Harambe. Arthur Meme.
Do you think
Snappy Chat Harambe?
Do you think you could get? How easy would it be to get? Should we just make a Brandon Wardell algorithm and tweet?
I tweet from his account whenever he
those
stays
bots,
with me.
Yeah,
and he leaves his
bots.
Laptop. He leaves his laptop in my apartment. I'll just like tweet from his account and it'll get like 150 likes.
Oh yeah, you were like.
I was just like, yeah.
I don't want a GF. I want to fuck Pikachu. Or something like
yeah.
Yeah, I remember like a couple of people have pointed it out, but like all the shit that you tweet now like regularly is like shit that you would if you like had stolen somebody's account, the shit you would put on their account.
Oh yeah, it's like he's trolling himself.
Like you can't tell if somebody were to hack my account because like
you hack yourself.
I'll just like be like, yeah. I want to give Hank Hill the suck.
Like, well, you could tell if I hacked his account, folks.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
There's a specific word that I would tweet immediately.
Yeah, all of them unfollow me.
Yeah.
And then he loses 3 followers.
Oh, fuck.
Did you guys check out my mug?
Damn, Comedy Knockout. By the way, oh, yeah, Nick Mullen, television writer of Comedy Knockout. True TV's own Nick Mullen.
Yeah, actually, yes, please watch the show so it gets picked up for a third season. Maybe they'll have me back.
There we go.
And I can buy more power tools.
Yeah, Nick's not going to get evicted.
I'm done. I'm done with the power tools.
You're done, you think?
Yeah. I can't even see where they are right now.
Well, I built...
They're on a shelf.
I built cubbies to hide everything.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Your room just looks like a fucking...
It's
old
just
man's garage.
Unfinished wood.
Yeah.
Well, that's the goal. You turn your life into a POW camp.
Hell yeah, dude.
I was looking at to put a fan in that hole in the wall.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, like A, there's no privacy, and B, like the air conditioning doesn't really get in there. So I was looking at like industrial exhaust fans, and what a racket. They're all like, you know, just a get something that fits in there. It's like the one was like $700.
Jesus
Christ. And it was listed as explosion proof, which I wasn't even worried about with a regular fan. But now that I know that fans can explode.
Explosion proof?
Yeah.
Well, then I guess I need to
just
get
a
know this thing
fan.
That like I think it might be Korean people like don't
Korean fan death.
Don't sleep with ceiling fans because
it sucks all the oxygen out of them.
They think you can die from it. Yeah. That's like a thing that
Are
everyone
you
in Korea
serious?
Believes.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
And their language is also a bunch of circles and rectangles, so they don't know shit anyways.
Anseo. Annyeonghaseyo.
Annyeonghaseyo.
That's all. That's what they
Have you ever seen their language? Their language, their written language looks like a drunk person trying to draw Legos.
I mean, that's what they, I mean, all the...
No, Korean is specifically.
Okay,
the rest
take,
of them, like, Chinese is, you know, there's some swoops in
it's
there.
It's boxy.
Mostly straight lines, and yeah, it's boxy and stuff. And then Japanese is, like, more fun, you know? It's like they're... They
Japanese
look like emojis
cute
to begin
it
with.
It is so
yeah
cute, yeah.
And then the Korean
it's just
one...
just an emoji language.
The Korean one basically looks like machine code. Like, it was like some...
Like the Matrix.
Yeah, like, yeah, if we discovered, like... You know, like some piece of technology from the 50s, like landed on the moon somehow and developed its own society. That's what the Korean language would look like, is that robot moon language.
Yeah.
That's actually where the term comes from. All Asian people are from the moon.
Also, what is it the deal with Korea where, like, when you're in bed with the guy that you're hooking up with, you're sending nudes to other guys? What's the deal with Korea? Do you guys know that?
No.
That?
No, what's that?
What's all the right reference?
Well, never mind.
Did you fuck a man?
Just my life. Just something that happened.
Man? Oh, no? You mean
Joyce. That girl.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Michelle.
Yeah, I think
that's know the Asians. Nudes?
I think that's a Korean thing.
I thought
though,
you meant two
so yeah,
Korean
not a
men.
Sending thing nudes to other
no
dudes.
No, she was sending nudes to
she
Adam
was sending
while she was
nudes
fucking
to dudes laying next to me in bed.
That's a turbo cuck.
Yeah, yeah.
Jesus,
that's a turbo
Christ
cuck.
I'm voting for Trump, basically.
Get him out. Get them out.
No, I'm a cuck lord now, and I'm voting for Trump.
Are you still fucking that girl?
No, it's over. But I got a cool jacket out of it. So
yeah,
we should all vote for Tom Myers. That's the only thing that I'll feel happy about.
I would love to vote for Tom Myers.
I'm voting for Tom Myers.
We should for real get Tom Myers to do a regular segment on the podcast. I've said this before.
A news.
Yeah. Get Tom Myers News Minute.
Norman Wilkerson found Tom Myers acting real and sent it to me.
Oh no, we talk. We've already
yeah
talked
yeah
about
it's the
this
best.
His well, it's
where
a
he's
different
like
one
the
this
priest
is a different one. Yeah, yeah. The priest one is the one I'd seen. This is yeah like a new one that Norman found.
Wait, there's another
about
one.
I think yeah about that one set so much, the like public access one.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah.
He's talking about eating Hillary Clinton's
yeah
pussy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That
oh,
one's
no, that's the
that's
way
a trademark.
That's
bit
the Ed Schrader one.
Ed Schrader.
There is a public access
wait
one.
Bong,
I've seen. I've seen.
Bong
hit transplant.
It's the greatest stand-up comedy. There's that, and then there's the I Ain't Scared of You Motherfuckers.
Oh, yeah,
those are the two best ever.
If the guy that makes T-shirts is listening, the guy that made the Brandon T-shirt.
Oh, yeah, shout out
if
to
you
that
want,
guy
no pressure, but if you could make a shirt with Tom Myers' face and it says bong hit transplant,
please.
Yes.
Please.
That should be the official
I would
shirt
wear
and
that
yeah
every
I would,
day.
I would wear that.
Make
and then it does.
Five.
Yeah,
I'd pay,
maybe it says
yeah
come town real small on the bottom. It doesn't matter. As long as it's just Tom Myers and it says bong hit transplant, that
yeah
would be perfect.
Yeah, dude. Fuck yeah. And yeah we, that should just be our merch.
And you could probably make money yeah off of it.
Also, like if anyone bit out there knows how to draw or you're an illustrator, if you can draw Tom Myers taking a bong hit out of Hillary Clinton's pussy, that would be perfect. Too.
That would be really great. Anything, any Tom Myers related art, go crazy.
Tom Myers fan art is exactly what we want.
If we even have any listeners, we probably lost everyone, right?
Yeah, because we took a week off. So.
We took a week off, so we're fucked.
Yeah. That's how that ends.
Hopefully we never have to do this again.
How long was the Glazer run? Was that one
that
episode?
That was one episode.
That was one episode.
One
ep.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah. So we, not only did we take a week
really
off,
funny episode.
We took a week off after
the
just a whole a rape.
Aaron Glazer.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and I guess he probably did it.
Oh,
yeah,
of
course,
did
Nick.
Well, here's what sealed the deal for me.
Oh, shut the fuck up.
I'm so... What is it? What is
well,
it?
Well, so he got an attorney. And, like, the lawyer is...
He raped the attorney.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
He raped the attorney.
He GHB'd
fucking...
the attorney. Yeah, the lawyer, like, the same girl that
Spanish
wrote that...
Spanish lied
the same girl that wrote that Revelous article, like, asked for comment, and the attorney was like, well, basically what we're doing now, because this is none of this is true, is we're waiting to see what UCB has to say to us, and then we're going to decide if there's going to be a lawsuit or not. And it's like... Oh, so you met with Aaron, and he was probably like, well, I kind of raped those girls. And they're like, okay, well, we'll see if they say anything fucked up. And if they do, well, like, they're, like, just trying to see
yeah
what information UCB
has. Of course.
Because here's the thing. If, like, UCB had said, I raped somebody, I would immediately. I wouldn't.
If UCB had said it.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. If some fucking organ. Well, if anybody did, to the extent, like, if it was just some fucking crazy, you know, nut job, I'd be like, yeah, that's not true, and I wouldn't worry about it. But if it was like an organization with like some credibility, I would absolutely try to sue them no matter what.
Oh, I see.
Because I
see,
did it. Yeah, yeah. You know what I mean?
Right.
But if it's like, well,
true, exactly. If you don't sue someone when they say you raped someone,
and here's
you
the
raped
thing.
Someone.
Here's
is
the
it
thing.
True that he got a job writing for the next season of Amy Schumer or not? Aaron Glazer.
yeah.
He did. He's head writer.
They fired Kurt and hired Aaron Glazer.
It's only fair.
They thought Aaron was a girl's name.
It's only fair.
Yeah.
It's only fair.
But here's what I'm doing with that situation, because, like, you know, at the same way you should encourage victims to go to the police, you should encourage victims of defamation to actually fucking sue the people accusing them of shit. And if they're not going to do it, well, then maybe they're lying. So I'm still victim blaming.
Yeah, you're still finding a way.
Yeah, so I haven't changed my opinion.
He's not, you're not actually victim blaming. You're rapist blaming.
No, I'm victim blaming Aaron for not fucking suing UCB, for lying about him.
So
maybe they're not lying.
Jesus Christ. I wish Brandon was saying this so I could be like, what is that, Brandon?
Yeah.
Brandon, why are you nodding and being like, yes, everything Nick said? Why are you mouthing everything?
That is true.
Anyway, no more rape. Unless we all rape Brandon on the podcast right now. Wouldn't that be a good pod?
But the response to all that shit has still been bullshit. No, I mean, like, fucking all these people angry at Kurt.
Oh, okay,
I mean, he shouldn't.
Or angry at Amy. You know, like putting Amy in that position.
I mean, Amy talking about it on Charlie Rose.
Yeah.
Oh, really? I didn't even see that.
Oh, it's a
I mean, Kurt shouldn't have fucking. I mean, just like people should have more empathy when shit like this happens. Is the only thing. He shouldn't have fucking.
How do you know he doesn't have any empathy? He expressed an opinion about like not jumping to conclusions.
Originally, well, the fucking saying like "good hole" and shit like just the way.
Wait, what was the good?
The
hole
the phrasing he used.
The
about
phraseology.
Rape. Yeah, said phraseology. It's just like his phraseology was.
He
off.
Types most of his Facebook posts with his penis.
Yeah. I was saying Kurt always sounds like somebody repeating themselves to a deaf person. This is normal speaking voice.
Oh.
No, what I said was, do you know what?
But I do think it's fucked when people are like, yeah, fuck it. Now that he has been like, hey, I fucked up and I whatever. Like, now people are like,
of course. That's
now,
it.
Oh, it's like now they're taking a victory lap. What the fuck else do you want from the guy?
Yeah,
he fucked up. He admitted it. And now he's open. Yeah, he shouldn't have said it in the first place.
Because they want to have, like, they want to scold people. That's what they live for.
Well,
it has nothing to do with doing the right
thing.
He
said that, like, he got in a fight with one of his girlfriends, like 15 years ago.
He got what?
He got in like a physical altercation with his girlfriend when she like destroyed all his
stuff.
Yeah,
he told the story on Marin.
But like people still like bring that up, right?
Well, some piece of shit at Heavy wrote this article that was like five fast facts about Karen Margolis.
That was crazy.
About his girlfriend.
About Karen.
Someone's girl.
And, and Karen said nothing. And then there's a big picture of Karen. And then underneath it says, this is the girlfriend of the man that blamed victims.
It's just some shitty site.
Some awful website.
Some shitty content.
Didn't they say something like, she's Jewish?
Yeah,
she's
that was
one of the facts.
One of the facts.
Is it, well, then they framed it in a way where they're like, her dad's a Zionist. So it wasn't even like she's Jewish. It's like,
it's even worse.
Yeah, she's pro-apartheid.
She's one of the bad
Israel.
Jews.
She's
pro-occupation, pro-rape.
Yeah. And then fact number four was that Kurt, choked
another person.
Ex-girlfriend.
Nice. Yeah. That's a good fact.
That has nothing to do with Karen.
Well, Brandon, it's
great
to have you.
Well, who gives a shit? We've moved on from that topic.
Yeah. Brandon's also committed, like, acts of violence against women. Isn't that right, Brandon?
most of Brandon's stand-up act could technically be classified as violence against women.
Brandon raped an infant last year at Wonderland in front of all of us.
At Wonderland Ballroom.
He raped an infant.
Just if you agree, just don't say anything.
And then he texted Andy Kindler.
Just laugh and don't say anything.
And it was like, Andy, is this funny? And he's like, I don't know what's going on.
I'm lost.
Yeah. I saw Don't Breathe last night. It was
What's
great.
Don't Breathe?
It's like a horror movie.
Oh.
Yeah. I enjoyed it a lot. Do you guys know about that?
No.
No,
okay.
It was about
topic number two. Moving on. Here's my review. It's fantastic. Go see it.
Nice, man.
Thanks. Sully, have you seen it? It's okay. Next
you saw
movie.
It?
No.
It looks fucking horrific.
Why does it look horrific?
It just looks like a fucking fake
Eastwood
movie.
Eastwood makes good movies.
Sully, like, is it like a Boston movie?
It's Tom Hanks being the guy.
This guy named Sully. He's from Southie. Sully Southieberg.
Oh, Sully the... Oh, okay, cool.
He's on all the talk shows.
Wait, it's a Clint Eastwood movie?
Yeah.
So he's like... These gooks are ready.
Get your goddamn... And he like turns to his co-pilot and he's like, this is where Obama should be sitting. It's empty.
I used to stack spooks like you 6 feet high in Korea.
Yo, Nick and I, we used to walk around Chinatown doing the Gran Torino voice.
We were laughing. Me and Amber and Felix were laughing the other night about like... about like the older, you know, like old back when before it was, I mean, not before it was trans, but when you could still say crossdresser because some people were just crossdressers.
Right, right, right.
And like I used to work in a mall, and early in the morning there used to be like two separate old guys that were like crossdressers, but they're those types where they like, yeah, we're probably in World War II.
Yeah,
and then at 67 they're years old, they're like, fuck it, I'm wearing a dress.
Yeah.
So we were laughing about Trans Torino. It's just some old, like, weathered...
Trans Torino's really good.
I love it.
What the fuck are you spooks up to? What are you spooks up to?
Yeah, an Irish guy, a Jew, and a black walk into the bathroom at Target. And then Caitlin says, get the fuck out.
And then, there were him and the other guy laugh.
And then they suck each other's dicks.
He says, get the fuck out.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, no, I think that was a good good sketch.
Yeah, we should.
I was bitching. I was saying they should bring back Mad TV on Facebook.
They already did. It sucks.
I know. It fucking, yeah. I you know what? I looked at a picture of the cast, and they were smiling too much, and I was like, yeah, this isn't going to be funny.
It's fucking horrific. Wasn't the writing staff, like, the final season, like, all of alt comedy? It was, like, Patton Oswalt and, like...
It was, like, I think they would switch back and forth from Mr. Show and Mad TV.
Oh, Blaine Kapach?
Yeah.
They had they had good shit. Yeah. Didn't we talk about this already?
Key and Peele.
Yeah.
We definitely talked about this already.
Yeah.
We sucked off Mad TV before.
Yeah, it's my favorite show.
My favorite show is Golden Girls.
Golden Girls is a good show.
It's a good show.
You say that as a joke, but Golden Girls is actually...
No, I like it. It's a quality sitcom. I've been watching it a lot. It's on the Hallmark Channel.
The Nanny. Great show.
Is The Nanny good?
No, not
Mr.
really.
Mr. Sheffield.
We were talking about Chinese Nanny.
Yeah.
Oh, Mr. Sheffield. That was still good for me.
I beat off to her so much in The Nanny. Like, all those dumb... Like, cheetah print and, like, oh, my God.
I love
her. I definitely did.
Probably very, like, formative.
Oh, there was some very formative. She's in the mix formatively. My biology teacher, Miss Warner from sixth grade, just huge titties and red hair. I want to fuck redheads now, and I think it's all because I've spent a year of my life beating off almost exclusively to her.
That's weird that you would want to fuck redheads.
Why?
Because you just don't have options in general. Like you.
No, I can fuck. I can fuck, bitch. I don't like this whole meme of me not being able to fuck. I fuck
you. That's the narrative you crafted. I'm just going.
No, I can fuck.
Yeah.
I can fuck when I put my mind to it. I am celibate now.
You can fuck when you're featuring for Bobby.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I can get head in the fucking.
You look good, man. You look like you've lost weight.
Thank you, buddy. Yeah, I got fired. We didn't talk about that at all.
Yeah, I think you always look like you lost weight to me.
No,
I think I forget that you're not,
I expect a lot worse.
Yeah. I've ballooned. No, I keep going back and forth.
No, I think it's because like when we first started hanging out, you were like 400.
Oh, I was fat as shit, dude.
Yeah.
I was legitimately 325.
Yeah. It's like, that's actually the secret. If you're a big fat guy, don't lose all the weight. Lose like half of it. And then people will still think like, oh yeah, he's still fat, but they'll have the image in their head of the fattest version of you.
So every time
you see them, they're like, you've lost like 100 pounds. You're still fat, but so you look good.
I think I've talked to you about how I jacked off like way late.
Yeah, you wouldn't jack off, right?
Because in middle school, I went to a Catholic school where they taught you that like, jacking off is like evil.
Yeah.
I was like afraid. Like I was afraid I'd just like jack off and like demons would come out of my dick.
That would be badass, dude. I wish that happened when I fucking jacked off.
Just Ghostbusters.
Yeah. Demons came out. Like Dio starts playing.
Like Ghostbusters 2. Yeah.
Oh fuck.
Yeah, you didn't.
Just hear Rob Halford screaming from my room. Yeah. Oh, it's Rob Halford again. He must be jacking off. That's what half their lyrics are about anyways.
Yeah, I love how gay.
I thought it was like gay bondage sex.
Oh, pretty much.
I jacked off before I could come. Oh, yeah. Do you remember that? No, you still have an orgasm. It was actually probably the most powerful orgasm.
I thought I broke my
had.
Dick the first
I
time.
I thought like I was just like, whoa!
Yeah,
it was incredible.
I used to rub my dick against my hand. I would rub it flat and just like tickle my dick until I came, like when I was like 11, I think.
Yeah, that's weird.
That was the first way. That was the first way I came. So
I had
a
fleece Redskins blanket that I would fuck.
Would you like hump it?
No, I would make a
makeshift pocket pussy.
Did you guys see that article about
a proto pocket pussy?
Yeah, it was like, you know what?
Like,
I don't know.
The
I don't
Redskins
know.
Face.
Yeah,
he cut a hole in the mouth.
I don't know if it was fleece. It was actually real soft.
That soft shit. I know what you're talking about. That material. It's a lot of football shit. Is that material?
I think they sell them in CVS.
It's some kind of synthetic throw shit.
Yeah.
It's good to fuck.
I was in the mall one time with my friend Zach when we were like 13 or 14. And we walked past Brookstone and we were like in Brookstone. Because you know, when you're a kid, you walk through the mall and then you just sit in those massage chairs, which they don't let you sit in if you're under 18.
Really?
And they tell you, remember that? There was like, you have to be 18 to sit in like massage chairs. That was like a thing at different like Brookstones and places. Or maybe
Sharper Image, they were letting little kids, young kids.
Yeah, you would do it anyways. But I remember, and it was because they make you cum.
Oh.
And they said it was to stunt your growth, but it's because they make you cum.
Really? You cum off that shit?
I don't know. But that's the story went. We were in Brookstone, and they had like this vibrating neck pillow that like was like, and turn it on, and like fucking, I don't know, someone picked it up. They showed it to Zach. Zach's looking at it, and it's like vibrating. He's like, oh my God. And he goes, does it have a hole in it? And he's like, turning it around. And, like, doesn't think about it. And he's like, gonna fuck that thing.
What? Who was the first?
I want to nut at Brookstone before the weekend's over.
Yeah,
I think it's done.
That's why Sharper Image went out of business. Some dude nutted in that $9,000 grill that has a radio built into it.
Why didn't Brookstone and Sharper Image just squat up, dude? They were doing the same thing, and they both went under.
Nah, dude, they're against each other.
Now every store in the mall is either, like, clothes for black people owned by a Korean guy or the Apple store.
Or like a kiosk to get your like iPhone like a fix.
Yeah, or it'd be like a cool Indian guy that has like a bunch of iPhone cases.
Did you break your screen?
And you go, what's up, man? What is up, my man?
Hey,
my
cool
friend.
Guy.
Hey, listen to me, my pussy getting friends. Do you want to be the most very, very pussy getting guy? You have to have the new case.
The most very, very pussy getting. Oh, fuck. Hey, cool guy. What's up, cool guy?
Indian dudes are the happiest people in the entire world. I think we talked about that before.
Probably. I think so.
Yeah. Not when their sons go to jail for murdering a girl they had a one-night stand with.
The night of? Man, that show has fallen off.
Yeah, it really has.
The pilot was so fucking good.
The pilot is
I saw the pilot. It was good as shit.
Yeah, the pilot is so fucking good. And now, like, in the last episode when he, like, kisses the lawyer or whatever, I'm like, I'm done with this.
Two episodes ago, I was LOLing.
Spoilers.
It was just so absolutely absurdly bad.
It's ridiculous. I mean,
did you see he got knuckle tats? He got sin on one hand and bad on the other hand. He literally got sin bad.
Oh, I didn't
tats.
See bad on.
Yeah, yeah. He has sin and bad.
Why,
dude?
Because sin bad.
But
dude.
Like the Arab sin bad, the one that's like
the real one.
From
Aladdin. The swashbuckling.
Oh, I didn't know that was a real guy.
It's real.
Yeah. The show gets bad because as soon as he goes to prison, the story transforms from having the appeal that Serial did, where they present Adnan as like, this is just some guy, you know, that this happened to. And that's like a really interesting take on like a fucking homicide, where it's like, he's not a bad guy, but he's not, there's nothing particularly special about this dude.
Right.
He's a good student, but it's not like he's valedictorian.
Right.
He's just some fucking guy.
Yeah.
And you don't know what happened. Maybe he murdered the girl. Maybe he's in denial about it. And like that's what made it great. And then as soon as he gets to prison, it's like,
he becomes a bad boy.
Well, it's not that he becomes a bad boy. It's that Michael K. Williams is like, look, you're special. I also don't like Michael K. Williams. I think he's an okay actor, but the roles he always plays are like, you know, I think Omar was the shittiest character on The Wire.
Oh, Nick.
Come on,
whoa.
Man. That's a real hot
coming
take.
Through with the opinions.
Well, he's like, He's like, especially that episode where he jumps like four stories and he just has like.
That's a real story. That actually happened.
He actually, somebody yeah, actually jumped four stories.
I thought the same thing when I looked it up, and the guy that's based off of actually jumped four fucking stories.
Huh. Well, that might change my opinion then, because I always felt like Omar was this
guy. He was too bulletproof. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I know. And it's
but
like.
But then the way, I mean, this is definitely a huge spoiler, but the way it all ends for him is like, it kind of. You know,
I used to do that when I did stand up in
Baltimore.
Yeah,
the little boy kills him.
Yeah,
every time I did stand up in Baltimore, I'd be like, I don't want to spoil anything, but I'm not going to spoil anything. But there's a in season five, there's a child that kills one of the most beloved characters, Omar. Yeah. I'm not going to spoil anything.
I don't know. I'm so anti spoiler. That I don't want to be a part of this, guys. I'm sorry if this ruined your.
I think Cockfield one time we were talking about.
Yes, we're back
about Speed 2,
and, cruise control.
And yeah, and one yeah, of the boat. And then I was like saying something. I don't remember if it was Cockfield or not, but
yeah, see, you're probably just assuming
Seth doesn't
it's
seem
Cockfield.
Seth isn't that dumb actually, but it was somebody. I was talking about Speed 2, and I was like, and unironically, they were like, "Whoa, I haven't seen it yet."
Oof.
And I was like, "Yeah, I'm." Do not care. Fuck, yeah, yeah. Ruin a movie
Speed 2,
from
yeah,
20 years ago.
Also, not
it
a
sucked.
Good movie.
Yeah.
It's like one thing if you're like, hey, it's a classic, whatever, but Speed 2.
Yeah.
By the way, Brand's on his phone. He couldn't handle a sustained hour.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He just made a note.
Damn. Brandon
memos.
Has to call his parents for permission to watch PG-13 movies.
Yes, to get them.
Dude,
to sign
I'm really
off.
Sorry. You could. I'm not a party to that at all. I didn't want the
yeah,
spoiler.
But there's
to
so much better shit in The Wire. I mean, it's like
it's true,
yeah.
But still, that's,
yeah. I mean, there's other
I mean,
shit
I
that
I only know. The I don't know any of the character names except.
You should
Omar.
Watch. You should watch.
Somebody,
I know I should.
Somebody, quote I know. Unquote, I know spoiled the end of The Sopranos for me, and it's not like, well, I can't watch it now. It was still great.
I just, really? Yeah, I knew
yeah,
what the ending
annoying.
Was because it was like socially like such a big deal.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but I wasn't watching it contemporaneously. I wasn't watching it when it was coming yeah. out.
Was you like, would prefer not to know, though.
I still think it just had as much of an effect on me because it was.
I don't know.
Good.
I don't like. I hate getting shit spoiled. Even I don't know. I just. Even little shit, I don't like it. I like to go in as cold as possible into a movie, not knowing shit.
That's what I did with Don't Breathe. I read one review that was like, this is a great horror movie. I was like, okay. And I had no idea what the plot was.
I don't like horror.
I don't
either.
It's
usually.
Not scary.
Me neither.
Yeah, it's.
I'm a pussy. I hate scary shit.
It's no, not.
I,
just, but
I don't get
you know
scared.
What? Yeah.
It's a movie. It's
fun.
A movie. What are you
the
scared
theaters.
Of?
The right ones are fun. Like Green Room was great.
That's not a horror movie.
What is it? Was it like a thriller?
Yeah, thriller.
Suspense? Okay, and then I guess that's what this is.
Okay. Yeah.
But no, you know, it's, I don't know. I guess it's like sort of
I
horror.
I can do thriller, I can't do horror.
Me too.
I saw a horror movie recently. It was Ricky Gervais, Jerry Seinfeld, Louis C.K. just sitting down talking comedy, man. And it was spooky. No, okay. All right.
I forgot Chris Rock.
Chris Rock, too. Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, Ricky Gervais is horrific on that
the fact
thing.
That
so
like, yeah,
scary.
Ricky Gervais
that makes me so...
Among those.
That is so yeah, upsetting. And
Ricky Gervais being like, yes, hey, I'm also as good as...
Yeah,
as
the, three of the best ever. Every
people.
Time he talks, it's like screeching halt. Like,
right.
It's,
yes, you know how that's the thing you guys like me the most for?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I went to a show, and I don't want to say whose show it was, or but basically... Basically, the format is like, well, it's sort of like a panel. It'll be easy to guess whose show it was. So I'll just say it's like a panel format where like there's four comedians and, you know, they have to riff on something.
Yes.
I'm trying to keep it as loose as possible.
What this is about.
Well, you don't know. I mean.
Is it Comedy Without a Leash?
No, I don't even know what that is.
Oh, dude, Comics Unleashed is
Comics
so good.
Comics Unleashed?
Oh,
oh my
yeah.
God,
no.
Comics
no, this
Unleashed
isn't a TV
from...
show. This
oh,
is just
okay,
like a stand-up
God
show.
Damn, Byron
so it's,
Allen
yeah, it's a, but the host of the show was like, you know, not a bad comedian, but like just essentially a fucking bar show open mic.
Yeah.
But then he would book like very good comedians.
Right.
And anytime he said anything, it was just like, ooh.
Oh. Yeah. That happens a lot here, man, because it's like, because so many... Just the best comedians around, so they'll do whatever show, and it's like,
yeah, yeah, yeah,
it's brutal,
yeah. So we'll take a break and then come back, and then,
yeah,
true. Yeah,
suck each other good. Off till we come.
All the necessities, but simple bare necessities. Forget about your worries and your strife. I mean the bare necessities, or Mother Nature's recipes that bring the bare necessities of life. Wherever I wander, wherever I roam, I couldn't be found out my big home. The bees are buzzing in the tree to make some honey just for me. When you look under the rocks and plants and take a glance at the fancy ants, then maybe try a few.
You eat ants?
You better believe it. You're gonna love the way they tickle.
Movement! Look out!
The bare necessities of life will come to you.
That's clear.
They'll come to you. Look for the bare necessities, the simple bare necessities. Forget about your worries and your strife. I mean the bare necessities. That's why a bear can rest at ease with just the bare necessities of life. Now when you pick a pawpaw or a prickly pear, and you prick a raw paw, well next time beware. Don't pick the prickly pear by the paw. When you pick a pear, try to use the claw. But you don't need to use the claw when you pick a pear of the big pawpaw. Have I given you a clue?
Golly, thanks, Lou.
Pawpaw. Oh, the silly gibberish. Come on, Baggy, get with the beat. The bare necessities of life will come.
Okay, we're back, and we're talking anxiety memes with Brandon Wardell from Twitter. He's 12 years old. he just grew a vagina. He hit puberty.
He is literally wearing a dress.
At puberty...
We didn't... Okay, first of all, we have...
Lady boys are a different species than the rest of us.
Okay.
Asshole shifts forward and replaces their dick.
They just flip it.
Brandon's got two assholes.
Brandon's got two assholes. One for business, one for pleasure.
Yo, that's so funny. Yeah, we really weren't mean enough to bring him in the first half.
Well,
the
I need my
literally wearing a dress, and we like have been like, oh yeah, let's talk about
it. It's an audio format, dude. He's got a dress for
that's
radio. Also, what if Brandon's trans, dude? What if Brandon's trans now and he showed up in a dress and you fucking started ripping on him?
That'd be awesome.
And then he's actually now my name's Brenda.
Brenda Wardell.
Brenda Bathrooms.
You saw the backpack says trans.
Honestly, yeah, if Brandon was trans, I'd be like, that's just brand. Like, that's just for the brand.
Transden?
Transden Wardell.
Transden.
That would be such a good brand.
You calculating ass bitch, dude. Yeah. Now you're trans.
Brandon is not a person. He will cease to be a person.
You know what's
like
funny
years.
Is like some Asian
that's
people.
Impressive thing.
Some Asian people have the last name Tran.
Yeah.
You remember one of those?
Yeah.
The trans.
Wow.
Yeah, I didn't even put that together until just now.
Yeah,
that's sick.
And then that's also they're like
Adam just has a fucking such a knowledge of every kind of Asian, a carnal knowledge.
Do you guys know that thing where they send nudes to other guys while they're, they're literally?
She was on the podcast too. The girl that was on the podcast is doing that, guys. Anyway.
Also, I said don't screenshot me. Don't screenshot me. The second it ended, she screenshotted
me. Of course, dude.
Wow.
Yeah, I hate that shit. Fucking screenshotting people.
Screenshotting
was
is...
Was it you that was like...
Screenshotting
oh, would,
is
like,
feminism,
what would
dude.
Female comics do if there weren't ticker screenshots?
Yeah.
So
I think somebody else said that. Probably Racine or something.
That's a great... That's so fucking good.
Yeah.
Yeah, the guy's just trying to fuck, for Christ's sake. It's not an easy thing, ladies.
The saddest thing
Well, Jake
is...
Wiseman had the funniest one. It was like 2 years ago. He was like... Wow, I can't believe how sexually forward that guy was to you on that
on Tinder
hookup dating service you willingly signed up for.
That's so sad when it's just a guy reaching out, you know, to a stranger.
Oh, yeah,
because
sometimes it's not a guy being a creep. It's just some guy.
Yeah,
like,
just a lonely
hey,
guy.
Hey, I'm just looking for love in this
lonely
world.
Yeah.
It's like, let's
they're like, what
hard.
A fucking
it's
loser.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
like, okay, well, you're 29, so.
TikTok.
You know, yeah, exactly.
TikTok, bitch.
There's a fuse hooked up to your vagina and sizzling. And it's going to go off, ladies.
any moment now.
Sicily?
Oh, Sizzler.
In Sicily.
You ever been to Sizzler's stuff?
I wish I have had.
They still have them in Los Angeles.
Get out of town, really?
I actually have to go to L.A. for a week.
When? We should go together.
It's open-ended, but I got a project I got to go work on in the next month and a half. We should go. You should come with.
I'd come, yeah.
And we'll go to Sizzler.
I would love to do that. Yeah, let's plan it.
Yeah.
You're going to L.A.?
I am.
When?
I don't know.
We just said, after, put your phone away, bitch. We
Brandon retweeted me. I feel like I'm flying right
this
now.
This is, you retweet at, what is it going to take for me to get a fucking retweet?
Have I not retweeted you?
You've never retweeted.
I've never retweeted you
You've
once.
Never retweeted me once in my life.
That's not true.
We got to talk about this picture of Arthur Chu, which somebody brought to my attention. I set it as my lock screen because it's so good.
Oh, no. That's incredible.
I don't watch. I turned off. I don't watch Game of Thrones, so I don't know.
God damn!
I don't know what that chair is.
That's good shit, baby.
I don't know what this chair is because I don't Game watch of Thrones.
The New Balances.
Yeah. Let me see. Look at this shoe.
Oh, he can't put a shoe on.
Yeah, yeah. Wait, look at this shoe in particular.
Look how fucked up it is. He blocked me.
Yeah,
I think he's blocked all of us.
Wasn't it hard?
All blocked by
do you guys think it was hard for Arthur Chu growing up with that with an autistic sister, DW?
Yeah. Arthur the
Chu. Who the fuck is Arthur Chu again? He was on Jeopardy or something?
He was on Jeopardy, and then after Jeopardy, he became like a columnist. And then he got in. He was like during the whole Gamergate thing.
Oh yes, okay, yeah.
He made some, but his best take of all of them. His biggest hit was the time that he watched gay porn.
Oh, I remember that.
So, you know, you could know how uncomfortable women felt.
That's so fucking good. That's not even how analogies work. Like, that's not even...
He looks like Mr. Saturn from Earthbound. I think the very best Arthur Byrne that I ever heard is someone said he looked like a minion with Down syndrome.
Do you think that guy fucks?
Arthur? Oh, yeah, dude.
Really?
I mean, more than you.
Boom! Hey, I'm celibate on purpose.
Yeah.
I'm celibate on purpose. No one try and fuck me.
Yeah, I don't know.
When did he post this Game of Thrones?
I don't know, but I've been dying at that shoe for the last, like, 2 days. How fucked up that shoe is. If you zoom in on it...
The tongue
is jammed down into the
so
side, but then he kept lacing it. So the laces go up his ankle, and then he's like got like four or five layers of laces above where the tongue has been jammed down into the shoe.
Oh my God. fucking ridiculous.
Come on, man.
Just take a second, dude. What are you like? What the fuck? Why are you so busy?
That much of a hurry to sit in that chair?
Also, he was definitely in...
I gotta sit in that Game of Thrones chair.
No, dude. He was in line to sit in that chair. So he just like waited for two hours. His fucking... Yeah. He could have just knelt down at any moment to fucking fix his shit.
His pants are on backwards. He's somehow got part of his ass pulled through the zipper of his pants. This is half of a cheek pulled through the zipper hole, but then they're buttoned.
Big Art Chew.
Yeah. So what else, Brandon? What do you got going on? We need to fill another, I don't know, 20 minutes or so.
He's going to the VMAs tomorrow.
Oh, are you doing
the VMAs?
I'm in town to just be
Snapchat.
To go to the VMAs. I'm not Snapchatting.
You're not?
The VMAs, no.
Didn't that what you did the first time?
I mean, I'll do it on my account.
Didn't you Snapchat for them the first time?
Yeah, I got paid to take over the MTV Snapchat.
So don't say it like, I'm not doing that. You fucking did it last time,
bitch. Oh, okay. Well, whatever. I'm just...
You're just attending.
Yeah, I'm attending.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
Who are you going with?
What's that?
Yeah, when are we going, dude?
Yeah,
when
is the Uber going to pay
my friend, my friend Darcy.
Oh, Darcy.
Okay. Yeah.
Darcy tweets about me.
Darcy
sometimes.
Who subtweets you way too much.
All the time.
You guys met like once.
Yeah, she keeps...
And she's always like...
30.
She's always like, well, this 30-year-old weed dealer in a Planet Fitness t-shirt.
Oh, yeah, that's a good look.
And then all of her sad girl Twitter followers are like, hell yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Fuck
and then
man.
They're all... She roasts you way too much for somebody that met you.
I didn't even know she was flirting with me, and she's like... Yeah, this one time, this guy would rather watch basketball than, like, hook up with me. I was like, you were trying to hook up with me? I had like no idea.
Right.
Whatever.
Yo, what's up, Darcy?
Yeah,
your boy stopped.
No.
I would never. I didn't say that. And
Darcy's,
what's up? Holler at me.
She's mad cool.
You seem like a great person.
She's cool. She's very funny. I think she's like, she's in my top five Twitter accounts.
Oh, nice.
She's just threes and...
Yeah, like 3333344.
Oh, really?
Three.
Oh, well, yeah. Check it out.
Oh, this is great. Darcy, Amber's sending me text from a friend of hers right now, and it's... I don't know who this is, but they said, we were at a Twitter DJ thing last summer, and my friend goes, bro, you look... bro, you Brandon Wardell looking ass as an insult, and then it was actually him.
Wait, who said that?
I don't know. It's That's anonymous. Great. There's a lot of people that don't like you, so I get sent this all the time.
The greatest...
Isn't it going to be awesome when Brandon's career, like, goes
Oh,
bad?
Like, woke yeah. Twitter
Dude,
fucking
he's
gonna,
he's gonna end up
so
like
much.
He's going to end up like one of those dudes that runs open mics in L.A. that, like, had a career in, like, 1992 for a thing.
You're going to be that guy? Who's that guy who's showing you, like,
yeah,
Tonight
people
will
be like,
terrible.
Yeah, that's the, that's the bully terrible. From Encino, man. He runs this fucking mic now. He's just this weird guy.
I'll be, I'll
you don't
be
know
dead
how to act
before that happens.
No, you won't. You won't die. You're going to be a fucking miserable middle-aged piece of shit.
No, I need to die. I need to die early.
No, dude.
I was in a commercial for Staples once.
Here's the problem. Brandon's just going to have a good life.
Yeah,
he's
gonna
just
going to
be
life.
Happy and
he's
it's going to be terrible.
He's literally going to be Spider-Man and it's going to be hilarious.
Oh, are you
going to
play Spider-Man once Brandon's they work through all Spider-Man. The other races? Yeah. And then they're like, we finally got to question mark.
No, hopefully something bad happens. But I want see here's
I
the thing.
So
I want something bad to happen, but I want you to rebound.
Did you see did you read
you.
That article
Thank
about about
but I do want it to happen.
Donald Glover's show, the Atlanta show?
I didn't see an article about
it. Yeah, I read an article.
It looks
about
it looks really good.
I didn't see shit about it, but I saw one article that made me laugh where it's like, you know, he's like it's a fuck you to white people or something or it was on one of my
he's
websites.
He's literally in Derek comedy. He's not saying fuck you to white people.
Well, I don't know what's going on in his head. But in the article, it was like, you know, he's only hiring black writers. But then the quote on the article was like, I wanted to show white America they don't know everything about black people or whatever.
That's
and then
cool.
In that same paragraph, it was like they got this character in the show and they're like, all right, he's a drug dealer and he lives in a trap house or whatever. He's like, no, he's a drug dealer. He's got enough money for a regular apartment. And they're like, oh, okay. It's like... Why is he a drug dealer?
Yeah.
You want to make a show that challenges stereotypes or like, well, yeah, he's black, so he sells drugs, obviously, yeah. But, you know, in like a cool way, in a nice way. Yeah. He drives like a
in
Mercedes instead of a Cadillac.
Way,
yeah. But no, he sells drugs for sure.
I only have very good things to say about Donald Glover.
Yeah. Oh, hell yeah.
I'm sure the show's going to be
the show
fine.
Is going
to talking about this fucking article.
Well,
that
we like met,
this.
I like met him at like his place like on Memorial Day and I had never... met him before like
where does he live
it was in like the Hollywood Hills
give us the exact address
and he like he came up to me like yo I read all of your tweets
really
like,
nice, man
I've seen you like make jokes about me but they're funny like whatever
oh that means you're on his shit list dude you're on the DG shit list so you can kiss your career goodbye
yeah it's
you
over
better
buddy.
Start that mic now
yeah
at that Hooters
factory.
Yes, try to get in the factory.
Wait, is that Panera or not Panera? Is that is it Panera where there's an open mic like Times Square Panera? It's like on Bratislava.
Really?
And it's a bringer.
To Donald Glover's credit, I also want to say that bro rape popularized bro as a term.
Oh yeah.
If it weren't for that sketch, people wouldn't. Yeah.
Well, he is great.
Definitely popularized.
Absolutely
true.
Can you like the amount of like
damn
you know cultural power that has? That
definitely.
No, I mean those
staying power
fucking
that fucking
I mean,
term.
Derek comedy is awesome.
It like established what a bro is.
Exactly. Yeah.
Have you seen Mystery Team? It's pretty good.
Yeah. Mystery like Team's it. Really funny.
I think it's really funny.
For years, Everything I thought the fat guy in Derek comedy was Sean Patton. I thought they were the same guy.
No, it's not.
I was like, wasn't shot when I first like started.
Literally,
to get to know.
Like,
did Derek comedy do that video with Ellie Kemper with the dry blow?
Which she's
so
like
funny.
Embarrassed of now.
She
oh,
is.
Really?
It's hilarious.
Yeah, she like
so
hates
good.
That it's. Yeah, she like hates
it's like
that
a
it's
fake
out.
POV porn. She's like, I'm gonna make it dry.
I'm gonna use so much teeth. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, like his music got like really good once he was like. Sad and like
I actually,
doing drugs. Yeah,
I
it
remember,
got amazing,
dude. I remember being in college and loving his comedy and shit, and then going through his Tumblr and being like. seeing he's like promoting a rap album, like, look at this fucking idiot. Everyone famous wants to be a musician.
And then 2 years and then later, he's on top 40.
He's great. I mean, yeah. I fuck with him.
He's
great. But I do hope he doesn't like you secretly. And that he has a vendetta against you.
Yeah.
And that's the first
domino. And
that
domino. He was just saying.
Yeah, just
saying,
to set you up. to make you feel falsely.
He said he was like, I like barely post vines, but mm-hmm. he was like, oh, I've watched all of your vines. It's so hard to be funny in 6 seconds.
Nice,
like,
man.
Very earnestly.
Do you have any other compliments people have given you want to say into a microphone?
I'm done. Donald Glover came up. So then
So then you had to talk about the times
you complimented
you. I'm not
here to flex.
Sure, except that's your default mode.
Is what?
Just a quick flex before
just
getting
a
into
casual
something.
Flex.
Just a casual flex. Guys, I wish you guys weren't on your phones for that. You know, that would have been, I really could have.
Well, I'm not on my phone. Adam's just staring at me.
Yeah, what is going on, Adam? You all right, buddy?
I have like a faint headache from drinking too many coffees today. But I'm in it with the podcast. I love it. I love you boys.
You started Good having. Play. I like that you have like Vietnam PTSD.
Yeah, that was like.
But
yeah.
It's about the women. It's
yeah.
He just hears choppers and remembers being cocked.
Happened to
Saigon. I can't believe I still have to beat off to Saigon. He's just in a room with his shirt off, hungover.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, we really took a dip. Let's keep it focused. We got 5 minutes here, boys.
We
missed a great opportunity to roast Brandon.
I think it's going perfectly fine.
I think
fine.
It's going good.
Yeah, I think it's. This has been a good pod.
No, it's been a great pod.
Yeah, yeah, there was things I wanted to talk. I wanted to talk about that Don't Breathe movie. I thought it was great, but. You know what? Somebody sent me last
hours.
Week. This is great. So remember how I said I was like I had that air raid siren autism?
Yes.
Yeah.
If you don't know this, I get like autistic about air raid sirens.
Oh yeah.
Hilarious.
But now it's like every 6 months.
Occasionally, yeah. I'll get into air raid siren videos. Uh-huh. So, but then there's also the woodworking shit. And somebody sent me this guy who's got some Canadian autistic guy that has his own wood shop. And he's like, okay, so this week I decided to, make my own air raid siren. And he makes his own air raid siren in his wood shop out of fucking wood.
Wow.
And, yeah, I'm like, this guy rules. I watched a bunch of his other videos. He's like incredible.
Oh, it smells like poo.
Yeah, the cat shits a lot.
Oh. Yeah, that smells bad.
And cat, the white cat is like staring me down.
He
like
wants
your
to
white
fuck
cat
you.
Looks angry.
Always.
It's not my cat. Oh, you ever see that those like not the blooper reel from Gonzo, but like the teaser where they have all the interview takes with Gary Busey.
Oh, this fucking cat's throwing up.
Now the cat's throwing up because the smell of its own shit.
Jesus.
Oh, no,
this
dude.
This
so disgusting.
No, fuck.
It's really strong. No, I need to...
Oh, that fucking sucks,
dude.
I need to leave
right now.
Dude, I'm just...
This is like... This is
it
like...
Sucks.
Fucking disgusting.
Oh,
this is so fucking
shit
disgusting.
Sucks, dude. No, fuck.
Oh, it's doing it again!
No,
it's fucking... Oh, no!
Fuck!
No! Ew! Fuck! It's so...
All right, Brandon's leaving, everybody.
Oh, it is fucking disgusting.
No!
Oh, Jesus.
All right,
Christ.
Stop yelling. You don't need to scream.
Yeah.
Oh, this is absolutely disgusting.
That's gross.
All right, well, that's this week's episode, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. We'll try to get back on a weekly schedule.
We're doing another show.
Live show on 9/11.
9/11.
Same venue.
And the same venue.
Same venue. Come on, everybody.
It's not a bit. It's actually a show on Sunday, the 11th.
All right, thanks. Bye.
Bye. Thank you.